This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, yeah, Kylie, thank you, thank you. And the discussion we've just been having here in the studio is that Kylie is a national treasure and should be on all Australian currency. Thank you very much.
On the topic of natural treasures, we've got multiple in the studio right now that goodness. I can see.
Well.
There we go.
We do. We have the Travelling Sisters.
Ta-da.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Good evening.
Guys, girls, whatever.
What a great intro.
Yeah, of course.
And we have the lovely Lucy.
Hello.
We have the lovely Laura.
Hello.
And we have the lovely Elle.
Good evening.
Ooh.
Wonderful. And you're here to talk about your new show. And I'm no doubt going to say, because I've been practicing this, Thy Thus Twas.
That's it.
A bit of a Shakespearean throwback.
I was about to say, I haven't heard those words since, yep.
Year 10 Shakespeare.
Yep.
Which is the vibe of the show.
I love that.
Year 10 Shakespeare. Fantastic.
Damn it. Okay. That was a spoiler.
Pretty much.
Yep. So tell us a little bit about how the show came about and give us a bit of a taste test, a bit of a teaser about the show.
Yeah.
A little bit of a taste test.
Okay.
So how the show going to... Well, it's epic, yeah? Which we've just discussed, yeah, and there's going to be, I think, maybe a little bit of gold sort of surrounding the background sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's a really important show in that we want to make it, and Daryl is the vision, and me, Beric, I'm just really excited to be here next to my best friends and making theatre, basically, yeah.
Yeah, and we're really lucky because all of our mums have actually let us rehearse the show in their living rooms and garages.
Yeah,
that's pretty much the show.
Yeah.
So we're playing three characters, Vinny, Beric and Daryl. They're three blokes from regional Queensland, inspired by our time studying theatre in regional Queensland. And they're basically putting on the show of their dreams with the help of their mums, who we also play.
Wonderful. Yes. And what part of regional Queensland, being a Queensland girl myself?
We studied in Toowoomba, but these blokes are from Dalby, a little bit further west.
Hello, Mum and Dad.
Are your mum and dad from Dalby?
No, they retired to Toowoomba.
Oh, beautiful.
So they've been there for a while now. So, yes, I know the area. I know what you're talking about. And, yeah, head a little bit further away. Second Range Crossing is now officially opened. Uh-huh. Just letting you know that.
Oh, good
to know. So the trucks are no longer going through the T-bar.
That took a while.
Just a while. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to take a hit to the drug scene.
Most likely. All right. So... In terms of the show, you're talking about masculinity, and there seems to be a new catch phrase being used in all the socials and the media have picked up on it, and that's this phrase of toxic masculinity. And your show is investigating, or in a humorous way, obviously, you know, you explore masculinity, male friendships and mother-son relationships. And you do it through, obviously, drag. And so take us a little bit deeper into that. What fascinates you about this concept of masculinity, having been exposed to the type of masculinity you are in regional areas of Australia?
Yes, so we love playing men. That's where it began. We just have so much fun playing men. And I feel like we could really deconstruct that deeply. You know, is it because society kind of brings you up as a girl who is to be a girl, and then it's really fun to play in an opposite gender that maybe, you know, you're not allowed to be dirty and gross and be, or, you know, those kind of things are definitely true. But the crux of it is just we have so much fun being ridiculous and stupid and physical in these male characters. We kind of like to turn masculinity on its head and not play the kind of like roughness of that you could think of when you think of like regional Queensland blokes. We like to play them with, they have a lot of sensitivity and they really love each other and they're really passionate and
yeah, they're very good friends. They're all very naive, very stupid, which is explored a lot with the relationships with their mums as well, which I think there's definitely some interesting things going on there with like how their mothers treat them and then how they are. But it's also that thing of, like, they believe that they can do absolutely anything, which I think is something that is really fun for us to play, for us to play in drag and for us to play these men who just have, they have no sense of reality in terms of what they're capable of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it like playing both those? So you're playing the mums and the guys. What's that like?
So much fun.
So fun.
Yeah, it's quite a quick change character comedy show, so it's like quite farcical in the way that we're kind of constantly changing between with just like small costume bits. But it's so, I mean, basically our favourite things to play are men and middle-aged women. so with this show, we were like, let's just, because we usually play a multiple amount of characters per show, so we were like, let's just hone in on our two faves. but yeah, we love it. And it was really fun to explore, because we already had the bloke characters. It's really fun to be like, well, where did they come from? What woman raised them? That was kind of where then we started developing the mums.
Okay.
So in your extensive bios, you've travelled a lot. You've gone to festivals around the world and performed. Mm-hmm. Here's an out-of-left-field question. In what country that you've travelled to, and this can be collectively answered or individually answered, in what country have you travelled to that you believe you've seen masculinity at its best and masculinity at its worst?
Wait, we're getting pondering looks here in the studio.
Oh, yeah. I can. That is interesting.
Well, you kind of have to say what is masculinity. Like, you have to work that out first.
Well, totally. I think if you go for a bit of, oh gosh, it's everywhere kind of has both.
What springs to mind with, where were we? Albania. Walking through Albania, like around dinner time, walking through the streets and all the cafes were still open, and we were like, are there any women here at all? Like, and walking past all these men smoking and drinking coffee, and it was like you don't see your gender so much as you do in that moment, you know, where you're like, oh my goodness, you feel so gendered. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Every eye that I'm walking past is on me.
And it's three of us girls walking down the street. Yeah, I think that's when I felt that most. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Then also Edinburgh Fringe Festival, a mix of both. I wouldn't say that it was like, you know, the place I've seen the most amount of bad toxic masculinity, but like, because you are flyering every single person that you walk past and that has a face, that you can interact. And because our show was on at 10:45 one night, so there were times where it was just like drunk dudes. Some pretty interesting moments of being like, hey, you should come to... Actually, don't worry about coming to my show.
There is no show. There is no show.
I am just a waiter here. Goodbye.
You've eaten good. Yeah. Move on.
But I also feel, I don't think I could choose a place in terms of when you talk about the positive aspect of masculinity, because I think just everywhere we've been, we've just met so many beautiful people. And I think especially because we've done so many festivals, we
just kind of get to meet so many people who perform gender in all different ways and what it means to them.
Totally.
Which I think has definitely inspired us as well, because we're not, I mean, we say drag, but we're not very conventional. Like, we don't try very hard to look like men or any of that kind of thing. I think we've kind of learned through these circuits that you can just do it however you want to do it, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. You've got an interesting anonymous quote that goes, a very, you already know what I'm going to say, a very famous person once said, "At the world, all the world's a stage, and all the men shall play all their parts." All the different parts.
Yeah, so that's from the copy of our show.
Amazing. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, that was just them trying to think out, like, you know, what's that famous quote again? How does it...
I think it's that... It's about all the world being a stage, eh?
Yeah, is it all the men? I think only men can play the part, or is it all the men?
All the men play all the parts. That's what it is.
And that's really harking back to that Year 10 Shakespeare vibe of the show as well.
Sounds absolutely amazing. So give us the plug.
Yes.
When's it on? Right, can everyone go and see it?
Opening night is on Thursday.
This Thursday.
The 12th to the 20th at Trades Hall at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, it's 1 hour earlier on Sundays, no Mondays, and you can get tickets from the Melbourne Fringe website. Also, we just released some new videos on our Facebook with these characters. You should check them out. They're pretty funny.
Wonderful.
Amazing.
Lucy, Laura, Elle, you have been amazing, as has Daryl, Vinny and Beric. And I would love to spend some more time finding out where the hell you came up with the name Beric from, but we're out of time. So thank you so much for joining us here on Bad Gays, and best of luck with the show. It sounds like it's going to be an absolute ripper.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
So you're a bad gay, like it really bad gay, just can't get enough gay, just always so puffed gay. I'm that bad gay, make your mama sad gay, make your girlfriend mad gay, might seduce your dad gay. I'm the bad gay. Duh.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.